Blog Talk Radio.
Good day. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Hola. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. The call-in number, of course, you're always invited to call in. And hopefully your comments will relate to the topic today, image. A true you. Live a life you've imagined. In your mind's eye, can you see the image of the true you? Can you confidently go in the direction of your dreams? The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And I will be getting a post office box number for those of you who would love to write to me. I will probably have it by next week, hopefully. But in the meantime, log on, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com and click on all of the buttons. Be sure and click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It was a dream of mine, and Roger picked up on when you hear his voice. Our bags are packed. We're ready to entertain you at your event, and the rates are individually assessed. Now go down to books. Nonfiction, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. We'll talk about that later. It's my book. My methods, my techniques, years, decades in development and research, designed to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. You have one ma, you have one pa. You only have one life, no matter who you are, Roger Whitaker, my land is Kenya. You get the book by contacting me via email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now scroll down to Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices, Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs. We went through the abyss. We shared with you our tragedies, our triumphs, our successes, our disappointments, our sadness. And out of it, we all learned a marvelous lesson. You see, we had our dream, but it was just dancing in our heart until we followed our dreams. Available at Author House. Scroll down to The Heart of the Lion. Oh, Traverse the Serengeti and the Maasai Mara with Felicia and Rick. And Luca. What a story. Now, that's part fiction and nonfiction. You decide what is and what isn't. And then the fourth book, I was a contributing author in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. David Ricklin, you just have this one life to live. How's it going? How is it going? Are you going confidently in the direction of your dreams? Are you living the life you imagined? In your mind's eye, can you see the image of the true you? Or are you being held back by that chicken chatter, the old toxic negative thoughts you've been holding, embracing? You know, it's a habit. You don't even know that you're embracing them. But let me tell you, not only is your journey starting with a dream, I'm going to share with you the shaman's tools. It's just so exciting. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net and the website simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Now, before I get into the core of the show, I need to ask you a question. Have you ever dreamed of being the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show where you're the star, sharing your story with the world, your way you own it? Did you know that internet radio is a powerful marketing PR tool? Internet radio marketing is exploding. My dear, your show, look at that. Look at this. Low. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Internet radio. Market and market. Choose your day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Time is flexible. I work with you. Outside. One time. Modest fee. I look forward to working with you. Oh, creatively yours. Mom, the cedar. I mean the creator of all of the show. And darlings, I want you to know that when you log on to the blog talk show, I want you to feel this show is awesome. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood of iron workers and impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans, incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger, and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Workers, Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the Trades, Iron Workers International. Log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to and acknowledge you to iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And there's a CD out. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Then I segue down into Tchaikovsky's, paying homage to the athleticism of men. You just need to get the CD, and you know how to do that. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. TeamLoveHomeCare.com. Iron Age, unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. The artist is Bob. Wire Art Sculptor, Leatherworks. Each design is created for the individual. Hand-built, made one at a time. Be sure and contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. April, the month of taxes. The tax man cometh. Email Greg McIntyre. He's our CPA. At ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know that looks do matter? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Get the book, The Elixir. There are secrets for de-stressing trauma. Because we know they're all leading factors in premature aging. Anger, stress releases toxins into the body. It's only available in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And our author extraordinaire, Edith Nam, she wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Life and Your Lifeline. Power, hope, help. The journey of miles of smiles. Happiness. To learn more, go to Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, and know that there is a way to improve the quality of your life right now. Are you quitting your job? You know, more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. I can help. You don't need a college degree. And of course you're smart enough. But you need to have the business plan. Are you an entrepreneur, solopreneur? Do you have dreams of starting your own business without investing huge capital? What if I told you there's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals? A system that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money, and you don't have to invest huge capital. Your own home-based business encourages you to believe in yourself and infinite opportunities for you. Did I pique your interest? Well, you know how you could get in touch with me. Imagine being your own boss. It's a marvelous way, method to teach your children working as a team. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Image. It's all about a true you. Or you could imagine in your mind's eye. It's all about you. The greatest of journeys start with a dream. And there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be just that, a dream. Then there's a dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain holding everything you thought and dreamed of right there in your hand. Now the abyss, the deep expanse of the unknown. Choices. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. So you could just dream on and dream on. And then, do you have the desire to change? You have the choice to change. Do you have the guts to take a quantum leap in believing in you? It seems that when you make the decision to change, everything around you is crumbling. That's a good sign. It's a phase. The secret is you need to push through and hold on, writing this out. Otherwise, You're going back to choice number one, going nowhere. Now, let me have your total attention right now. Listen to what I say. You cannot live a choiceless life. Every day, every moment, every second, there is choice. Choose wisely. Your dreams can only manifest when you grasp your dream and embrace your passion with feelings. What are your choices? What are you doing today? What is your life like right now? Because remember, in your mind's eye, that's what your life is going to be. Change is constant. We talked about that. But you need to know when to shift strategies to accommodate change. Who are you? What are you? And how is your life going? When you embrace the image of the true you, you can expect to see your life experience becomes a mirror of your mind. Or are you just going nowhere? Are you just accepting the mediocrity in your life? Where are you going? Are you evolving? Or are you just happy to stay stuck in your life that perhaps is not fulfilling? In your mind's eye, do you vision where you want to go? You are created in the image and in the likeness of your higher power, whole, perfect, and complete. That which is true of the divine is also true about you. You are an individual center in the divine, an expression. Keeping this idea in mind at all times lifts your consciousness into spiritual atmosphere. Can you see beauty around you? Do you? You spread goodwill wherever you go. You enjoy harmony in your relationships and success in your endeavors. Attuned to your divine nature in this way, you draw to yourself experiences that reflect your thinking. Everything that happens to you, you only have this present moment right now. I don't care what it is right now, in the next, whatever happens to you, it's because it was in your mind first. By the way, the show is archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on April 4th, Image, a True You. So how can you stay attuned to your divine nature? Can you imagine? Can you stand for this affirmation? I am a divine expression. Saying this statement to yourself frequently throughout each day implants the idea in your subconscious mind. A vibratory field then attracts experiences into your life that reflect the peace, joy, love, and harmony that are the essence of the divine. It's your choice. I don't know how your world is going, but you're participating in it. You're participating in it. I want you to meditate on what it means to you and that you are a divine expression. Is there a specific divine quality you desire to realize? You are the Michelangelo of your life, no one else. get rid of old archaic thinking from childhood and anything that you're embracing in your life. You're here on earth because you were given, you were chosen. You have a spot to fill, and you're the only one that could fill it. Can you affirm that you are a divine expression? Keep in mind this quality. Imagine what it would look and feel like as a reality in your life. Now, this is the truth. I want you to write this down. You can expect to see your life experience become a mirror of your mind. As a divine expression, you are supported and sustained always in the process of realizing your truth. Who you are already exists in potential to be it. You have to see it in your mind's eye. You have to imagine it. Can you expand into the highest truth of who you are? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on April 4th. And the topic is Image, a True You. What you're going to do, now this is going to be mind-boggling to all of you. Stop taking life so personally. You see, anything that you experience is not all about you. When you discover how you can attain inner peace and stillness, then the divinity, the universe, will actually begin to conspire on your behalf and make your dreams come true, because they're not only about you anymore. But do not take this personally either. You have to practice the spiritual discipline of not taking life personally. When you no longer take life personally, you see that the world does not revolve around you exclusively. It is about our relationships, including all humans, the animals, trees, and the rivers. Who are you? What is the life that you're living? Is it the life that you imagine? Shaman's tools. This is incredible. Listen to me now. When our inner peace depends on good things happening to us, let me repeat that again. When our inner peace depends on good things happening to us, we are at the mercy of others and of external circumstances. How busy you are will depend on your schedule, and how happy you are on how others treat you. Are you ready? When you stop taking life personally, you become self-referencing. Your mood is no longer dictated by others or by outside events. If it rains, you get wet and it's wonderful. When a pigeon poops on your windshield, you can clean it up. When life poops on your childhood, you find the gifts and the strength in the terrible experience. Then you can end up with what you want instead of the reasons why you can't. I know it's easier said than done. You know, it's stress exact. It takes a toll. I'm asking you to not take life personally. I understand how difficult that is to do. You see, our brains have been damaged by stress. Shamans were the first neuroscientists of the wild, and they discovered the plants that could upgrade the brain and repair the ravages of the stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. Are you hearing me? These chemicals damage the region of the brain known as the hippocampus, where new learning happens. When your hippocampus is damaged, you cannot have a new experience. You cannot fall in love newly or love yourself or your life. Then every day we toss a new incident as food to the angry wolf inside us. In fact, scientists have discovered that our hippocampus can shrink by as much as 40% as we get older and are exposed to constant stress. Then we become angry old people. Now, how to practice this discipline? It's difficult today to learn how not to take life personally, but we can repair and upgrade our brains. You don't need to go to the Amazon rainforest to discover the benefit of healing plants of the shamans. You know what? Go to the health food store and let me suggest omega-3 fatty acids, especially DHA, that will repair the hippocampus in 6 weeks. They're called essential fatty acids because we don't produce them in our body. You have to get them from our food, and they come from fish, and today most of our fish is farm-raised and fed corn, and we're sorely lacking this essential brain nutrient. It's such an important food that 40% of mother's milk is DHA, which the brain needs to grow healthy. You have to not only look at the vitamins that you're taking, your thoughts. Thoughts are not things. They are just what you think about. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. What are you thinking into it? What about your relationships, your life? You see, when you no longer take life personally, you're going to see that the world does not revolve around you exclusively. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. When you discover that you don't have to take life personally, you will attain inner peace and stillness. And then the universe will actually begin to conspire on your behalf and make your dreams come true. Because they are not only about you anymore. Get out of your bloated way. Sit down and meditate on your life. Now, the shaman's tool, don't take any of this personally. Just let go and let God. How do you want to improve your life? Live a life you've imagined. In your mind's eye, can you see the image of the true you? Can you confidently go in the direction of your dreams? When you embrace the image of the true you, you can expect to see your life experience in a mirror of your mind. What is your journey? Have you relinquished all of your control to someone else? To someone else's life? You're listening to Live with Kathy. Au revoir.